We've got a weekly athletics spot now that we do, and we're going to actually chat to a whole family full of athletes here, Fiona, so I'm looking forward to this.
I am looking forward to it as well. Fancy having a whole family full of athletes.
Must be a very fit family. So we're going to chat to the Noon family. We're going to start off and have a chat to Steph. How are you going this evening, Steph?
Hey, I'm really well, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. And just tell us a bit about how you got into running, because we believe that you're a netballer for around 43 years and then decided to take up running. Some might call you a little bit crazy, but what attracted you to the sport a little bit later in life?
That was polite of you to say a little bit later in life. So, yeah, it wasn't certainly not something in my planning. I actually thought that I would play netball until my legs wouldn't move. I loved the sport. But it was actually the year I was turning 50, which was 5 years ago, and my son was sprinting, and his coach, I used to take my son to sprinting, and his coach just said to me, yeah, you've kind of got the physique of a sprinter. Do you want to join us? And I'm like, well, probably not, because your squad is all 17 to 20-year-olds, and I'm 50. But he was really cool and just encouraged me, and thankfully, too, my son said, no, that'd be really cool. Like, if he was like, that's very embarrassing, don't do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have. So that's how I got into it, and then just found out that I loved it. I've never done an individual sport and really enjoyed it, so kept going.
So obviously you must have enjoyed it, but not only did you enjoy it, you were obviously very good at it, because you actually currently hold 2 state records. You've won 5 state gold medals and 2 national gold medals over distances that range from 100, 200 and 400.
Yeah, it was just kind of good genes, I suppose. It was luck. I mean, you either have the fast twitch muscle fibres that can run fast. I'm very, very short. I'm only like 5'0" or 152 centimetres. So in netball, I had to be fast, because I was not going to outjump someone.
I bet you were centre.
I was a centre.
Hello. Well, because I would be very short as well and played netball for a million years and, you know, centre, goal attack, but the minute there was a rebound, I was out of the question. So that's brilliant, though, to be able to pick that sport up at a later stage and be so successful. What's the best thing you've found about it?
Oh, look, I've really enjoyed that the entire result is 100% me. Well, like in a netball game, obviously there's other people are responsible for either the win or the loss. I've never felt that experience of if I win or if I lose the race, it's all on me, and I quite enjoy that. Mm. But equally, there's a lot of great banter and camaraderie in the masters athletes anyway, outside of the sport. So I still feel like a beautiful satisfaction of this team spirit, and yet in the actual competition, it's just me, which I'm really enjoying.
And for those not involved, I guess, or who are not really good runners, what's the key to being a good competitor? Is it technique? Is it training? Is it a combination of all of those things? Or what's the key to being a good competitor?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, as I said earlier, you've honestly just got to be lucky enough to have genes that can allow you to run fast. Yeah. But outside of that, there's definitely, I've been lucky to have some amazing coaches, and I've got some really, really good technical advice. It's actually, for me anyway, it was technically a lot more to it than I had realised. It just looks like you just run, but particularly coming out of the starter's blocks, it's quite a technical experience. And so getting that right training, we train 3 times a week on the track and twice a week in the gym. So you've got to build your strength, you've got to build your glutes and your hammies. It's all power coming out of the blocks. So you've got to be, if you want to be at your best. And the good thing about pros racing, which is what we're competing in, is it's handicapped racing. You don't have to do what I'm doing. I really enjoy pushing myself and feeling at my best, but you can be an everyday kind of runner and still be competitive, because it's handicapped. So yeah, I enjoy the training and getting the technique right.
Steph, I've done a marathon, but for me to actually compete in any sort of race, I would need more than a handicap.
I reckon Well, it'd probably be like me competing in a marathon. I would die.
So how do you actually prepare for a race meet? You know, we hear a lot of people when it comes up to Olympics, and it's sort of almost that's the only time you hear about athletics. But yeah. Obviously there's so much more to it. How do you prepare for a meet?
Yeah, it's a good question. I, as a profession, I'm a life coach, so that kind of helps having a range of tools that I lean into for the mental preparation, because there's a lot of it is that. It's your own thoughts around how successful you might be, your own thoughts around the fear of competition, managing that and managing to stay centered and self-focused and not allow your thoughts to worry about. Like, I remember the first World Masters I ran at, and I had the USA in the lane on my right and I had Germany in the lane on my left, and I remember this thoughts of, oh my goodness, what am I doing here? I'm not worthy of this, you know. And I had to manage that really quickly. Or if you run with that thought, your body's never going to execute so well. So there's a mental part. There's also obviously physical part. I absolutely treasure sleep. You ask my children, there's nothing that replaces good quality sleep. So I'm very careful to get adequate sleep. I hydrate really well. I eat really clean, organic. So there's the body preparation and there's the mind preparation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. And is there anyone you look up to in the sport, or you idolise, I guess, or you look up to in the sport of athletics?
Yeah, look, there's probably two people that spring to mind. There's a lady in my age group, because they're in masters, you run in five-year age group. So yeah. She's in the same five-year category as me. In fact, she's exactly the same age as me. She holds all the world records at the moment, and she's from Queensland. But she actually every year gets significantly faster and faster, which defies everything we know about aging.
Mm.
And she also is fast enough that last year she qualified in her own right. She made the women's open 4x100 relay at nationals in her own right, not handicapped, as an agent.
Wow.
No. So I'm just in awe of who she is. But closer to home, I've got an incredible stablemate, Sue, who I really, she's my benchmark. She's a bit older than me and yet really pushes me, and she has national records, and we have just such good hit outs. So I really look up to, she's very, doesn't take it as seriously as me. She teases me all the time for, you know, you need to relax a bit, Steph. This is just social running. She's a really good, I love her attitude, and yeah, it's great.
Fantastic. Look, just can you finally tell us about InSync Athletics, and if there's anyone looking to get involved in the sport? I mean, lots of people run these days. It's become more and more common. I noticed the minute COVID hit, you know, my local sort of route along the Esplanade all of a sudden became covered with people that I'd never seen before. How can people get involved in the sport?
Yeah, well, look, from a Masters Athletics perspective, there's South Australian Masters Association, SAMA, S-A-M-A. If you go to their website, it directs you to how, you know, different clubs and ways to enter in. So definitely, so Masters is anyone over 30 can go there. Otherwise, Athletics South Australia have a lot of good information for, you know, everyday runners.
Yep.
And particularly in terms of pros racing, so there's handicap racing. It's a perfect way to enter because you don't have to be great. You don't have to have any practice. So that's the South Australian Athletic Lead, S-A-A-L.
Yep.
And that's a really good starting point. So, yeah, they're really good. And our club is InSync Athletics, which is Masters Athletes together, and they're just we just have a lot of fun, but take it seriously. So that's how we like to train.
Now, one last question. I understand your nickname is Hyper Rocket Girl. Can you tell me about that?
Someone's been telling stories.
It happens.
That's because my very, very first pair of running spikes was a very basic entry-level pair when I started.
Yep.
And they had on them, printed on them, because I'm small, I had to get a child's shoe, and it had printed on it, Hyper Rocket Girl.
Oh, that is hilarious.
haven't given me grief about that ever since. It's kind of stuck, so they give me stick around. Hey, go Hyper Rocket Girl.
Now, were they the sort of that? Were they the sort of runners that actually flash lights as you take steps?
No, but that'd be good.
It'd be pretty cool, especially at night.
Yeah.
Oh, look, thank you so much, Steph. But is there any chance we could have a chat to Ella now?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Ella. How are you going? We understand that you've been involved in this running for around 7 years. What attracted you to the sport of running, I guess, as a much younger runner?
Yeah, I always loved running. I think I was a really active kid. I had a school event, actually, a district carnival that turned into a state carnival, and I medaled there. And I was actually wearing, like, my sister's Nikes. I weren't even my own shoes. And I was like, oh, maybe I could be good at this. So I started little athletics, and then I had a couple of injuries along the way. I, like Steph, I used to play netball. I had a couple of knee surgeries pretty young, so then decided just to focus on running.
Mm. Wow, that's fantastic. But, Steph, you mentioned... sorry, Ella. You mentioned that you borrowed your sister's shoes. It sounds like there's a bit of an issue with shoes in the family. You know, how did you find the whole little athletics in terms of giving you opportunities? It seems that sort of so many come through that course, and there are just so many different things it does.
Oh, I absolutely loved it. And, yeah, you're so right. Like, there are so many people who come through. I think it's a really good way to just everything. And you really, some of the girls that I used to run with and compete with, like, the things that they were good at then, they're in totally different events now. So it's just really good to have a try of everything.
To have that opportunity to try things that you might not have even known of.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're now with the Adelaide Sprint Club. Tell us what led you out there.
I've only joined them this year, and it's not a move that I necessarily saw coming. I had a coach of maybe 3 or 4 years before that, and he was just finding it was taking a toll on him and his well-being, so he decided to step away from coaching, and I found myself in the coach at a pretty crucial time of the year. So, Nick was lucky. No, I was lucky that Nick stepped in and took me on.
Oh, that is fantastic. Look, you've got a time listed this year of 12.5 seconds for the 100, which is flying. Is that good enough to get you into something like the Bay Sheffield final?
Look, it's a good question. It really just depends on the day. Hopefully there's a lot of really talented girls that are out there running, so it's just about the execution and trying to stay focused and do what I do at training.
And what about some of your biggest achievements today in running? What would you say they are so far?
They're not quite as impressive as Steph, that's for sure. But I think my highlight would be... One of my highlights is actually that first medal I won when I was 11.
Yep.
But since then, I've got a couple of state medals myself. I've won some 100s and 400s. At state level. I've made a few state teams, competed at nationals, and probably recently I've had a few sashes in the pros league that Steph was talking about.
Yep.
And I can second in a major 400 meet, Camden, which is definitely one of my highlights.
How difficult is it, Ella, to move between a 100 race and a 400 race? They seem quite different. Like 100 is just massive sprint burst, whereas 400 you've got to have that bit holding on to make the distance.
They are very different. You're right, I know which one I prefer, and it's not the 400. But yeah, look, my training definitely has focused on one over the other at different points in my running journey.
Yep.
And I really enjoy both of them for different reasons. Definitely enjoy improving my explosive capacity as a sprinter, and then more of the endurance stuff. But, you're right, they're very different. And it's just good to do bits of everything, you know. Like, it's athletics, like, it's just all a bit of fun.
Yep. Fantastic.
And there's a big meet in Mount Gambier this week that the whole family will be heading along to. What events will you be competing in?
Again, a bit of everything.
Yep.
I've got a 70 metres, a 120 metres and a 400.
Okay, I didn't know they had a 70 metres.
Yes, yeah, so the South Australian Athletic League does unofficial distances, you could say. As Steph mentioned, it's handicapped, so there's a few differences between that and the track.
Yep.
But, yeah, they have 70 metres, 120, 300, not your typical things.
Oh, fantastic. Look, since we're talking about handicaps...
Yeah, that's right.
Perhaps we could cross over and have a chat to Ian, because, Ian, you're a handicapper. Can you tell us what that involves?
Well, it involves... And welcome, and thanks for having us on tonight. It involves looking at a lot of data, having lots of conversations with people, and then coming to a decision using a system that we've got to allocate handicaps to people with the ultimate aim of really getting some absolutely close finishes, especially in the finals races. So, yeah, looking at lots of data. You talked about the different times that Epinella have been running. So we gather a lot of data from the different competitions. The South Australian Athletic League, of course, is what we handicap race for. But we gather data from a number of other competitions locally and interstate, and try and build a profile of an athlete to understand on any given day what do we expect that they're actually going to, time are they going to run, and how does that compare to other runners in the same field. And as Ella indicated, we've got some distances in the South Australian Athletic League that are consistent with Athletic League type running nationally, and they are, there's 70 metres, there's 120, there's 300s, there's 400s, there's 550s, there's a whole lot of different sort of race distances that make for some very interesting competition.
Mm. And obviously a lot of it's based on times, but what other factors would come into it outside of times?
Yeah, so the things we look at are, is the athlete new to the sport?
Yeah.
So have we seen them before? If we haven't, we apply what's called a novice reduction to allow us time to assess their speed, so if we haven't got enough data on them. We have differences between junior athletes, so athletes who are under 18. We have other variations for what we call veterans. Steph falls into that category, those athletes who are over 32. But we look at different factors based on age, factors based on how long they've been in the sport, how much data we've got on, if they've been out of the sport for a while, because a lot of younger athletes will compete early, but they might give away from the sport when they're 17 or 18 and come back to it in their mid-20s. So we have a whole lot of, I guess, parameters that we put in the system to make allowances for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, one of your goals, as you mentioned already, was to make sure everyone had a chance. But what would attract someone to run in handicapper races as opposed to general races? And can I add on to that? Is that fair? So, and I say that because someone like myself, I am a terrible runner. I am a really terrible runner. I'm as slow as a wet week. I remember as a grade two, actually being in a school sports day and coming last, and everyone sort of, yay, go Fiona, go Fiona. It's like, oh, I know you're just cheering for me to encourage me. I'm hopeless. Like, you know, someone like that.
Boring.
Go on, sorry.
So, look, what I can tell you is a lot of the focus is on the athletes who make finals. And our ambition is to try and, where possible, get as many people participating in a final and feeling the atmosphere of doing that.
Mm.
And along the way, if I have a look at, say, a 120-metre race, depending on the age mix and the mix of veterans or young people or open athletes, you might get a variation in the distance. Someone might only have 1 or 2 metres as their handicap, so they're going to have to run 118 metres, say. And someone else might be off 90 metres. So someone who might not have been that good at primary school in sprinting, but can at least put together a reasonable sort of modest pace, might be able to have a go. Or it might be a longer race where it might be a 90 or 100 metre distance that they're in front to start with. And we've got plenty of examples of athletes where we've run finals where someone might have started a long way in front and then ended up with a really close photo finish at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Now, maybe a tricky question for you, Ian, but who's the most talented runner in the family?
I reckon you should be really careful about answering that one, Ian.
You know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw you a curveball and say it's probably Jamie, because he, you know, I'm not going to talk about the current. So our son Jamie, I think he was probably the most talented. Unfulfilled potential, but probably the most talented.
Oh, good answer. Very
smart.
Yep.
So what made Jamie give up running? I assume he gave up or chose not to pursue it?
Me?
Jamie.
Jamie, look, he's one of those athletes that had all the talent. He, he raced all school champions nationals. If you've heard of a guy called Jack Hale, who's still on the scene racing at a national, international level, he was competitive against him. But you know what? We asked a question of Steph about what makes a competitor. You actually have to have the will to win. So you have to have talent. Yeah. You've got to want to win. Yeah. And if you don't, you're not too fussed about winning and you've just got some talent, maybe it doesn't all play out the way you want.
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
What about the best runner you've ever seen? I'll let you off the hook because I think Raj was a bit harsh there. What about the best runner you've ever seen?
Okay, in terms of overall athletic performance and power, I would say at an international level it would be Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
But at a local level and within the pro league, I'd say one of the best athletes I've seen is Cathy Freeman. If anyone of the listeners wants to tune in and see what athletic league racing is about, they can watch a 1996 400-metre final in the athletic league where Cathy Freeman ran off scratch, so she had to run the full 400 metres, and she won on the last step of the race.
Yeah.
So if you want to see what pro racing is all about, if you want to see a competition where an elite Australian athlete performed in that, then watch that race.
Yeah. Mm.
Fantastic. Well, Ian and Ella and Steph, it's been fantastic having a chat to you tonight. A lot of talent in the family and a lot of dedication and, love for the sport of running and athletics. So it's been great to have a chat to the whole family tonight. Enjoy the meet at Mount Gambier this week and we'll keep an eye on your results with great interest. But thanks for having a chat to us tonight. It's been great catching up with you.
Thanks, Raj. Thanks, Fiona. It's been fun. Thank you very much.
That was the Noon family, Fiona. And
it was great
to have a sport that the whole family can do together, I guess.
And given that the Bay Sheffield is held near me, I often go down there and have a look at that. So I'm going to now be looking for familiar names and faces.
Absolutely, yep. And we're lucky that we've got a regular athletic spot throughout the summer. So we'll be different interviews, some runners, families, different personalities in the sport of running. So we're going to continue that all throughout the summer, which should be great.